As we continue our discussion and our learning of the brachos of Shmona Esrei, the bracha of Hashiva Shovteinu is once again one of those brachos that perhaps might not carry the same significance to us as other brachos might like Slach Lanu or Rifa'inu. But I believe that as we learn it and understand what Hashem is asking of us, what we are supposed to think about and do and be inspired by these brachos, I think we'll understand them on a much deeper level. And the bracha of Hashiva Shovteinu really asks to bring back the judges, to bring back the Sanhedrin, to reinstate the system of law, the system of halacha, the system of leadership that we had. And the Avud Raham points out that the middle part of Shemona Esrei, of course, there is Shevach in the beginning, then there is the 12 and then 13 brachos of Bakasha in the middle, and then Hodah at the end of Shemona Esrei. But the 12/13, the 12 or 13 brachos in the middle are really broken up into 6 about individual needs and 6 about national needs. And every one of the national needs, all those 6 brachos that refer to things that we need globally as Am Yisrael, they each have a mirror image and a mirror bracha in the first part of the Bakashos. And the bracha of Hashiva Shovteinu is mirrored after the bracha of Hashiveinu Avinu, L'sora Secha, because both of these brachos are about a connection to Torah, about an understanding that we have this connection to Torah. The more leadership that we have, the more that we can properly be led and follow the right things and know what to do in those situations, that learning of Torah and that connection with Torah will be that much more impactful. So the Avud Raham notes that the bracha of Hashiveinu Avinu and the bracha of Hashiva Shovteinu, those are really the mirror images of themselves. And it's a wonderful exercise to look at these brachos and to see how they match up against the ones at the beginning of Shemona Esrei. But the term that comes up in this bracha, and actually throughout Tanakh, is the bracha, is the word tzedakah u'mishpat. Melech ohev tzedakah u'mishpat. We find this bracha when it comes to Avraham. In Parshas Vayera, Hashem says to Avram, I chose you because v'shamur la'aso derech tzedakah u'mishpat. What does it mean, tzedakah u'mishpat? Chaim Freelander, the Sifsei Chaim, points out something that I believe when we understand it really changes the way that we'll think about not just this bracha, but really what these words mean. And he explains that mishpat is really exactly the letter of the law. Mishpat is, what is the halacha? Am I chayev? Am I pater? Is it kosher? Is it treif? That's the letter of the law. But tzedakah is things that even though they might not be letter of the law, they should be factored in as well. Why do we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be a judger that is melech and oev tzedakah mishpat, who loves to judge with tzedakah and with mishpat? Because sometimes, by the letter of the law, by mishpat, we might have done the wrong thing, and we did do the wrong thing, and we ask for compassion, and we ask for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to look down at us with a little bit of tzedakah, not the money tzedakah, but the understanding, the openness, the warmth, the damak havzchus at times, to say, I'll sprinkle some tzedakah into my mishpat. So when we ask Hashem to be that melech who's oev tzedakah mishpat, it's because we have to be people that are ohev tzedakah u'mishpat. We might not be a dayan, we might not be adjudicating cases in a basin, but we judge people all the time. Whether we like it or we don't like it, it's our norm as humans. We sometimes judge. And how do we judge others? Do I judge people simply by mishpat? Or do I judge people by a little bit of tzedakah as well? Often we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will act in a way, we ask Hashem to act in a way, but we have to act in that way as well. And if we can be a judgers, and we can look at each other with some tzedakah, then we can ask Hashem to please be a melech oev tzedakah u'mishpat.